The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you've been listening or watching a wonderful program called Mission Minded, one of our best shows, I think we just did. It's fantastic. Take your emails, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We got another business show we're going to be doing called Mission Minded as well on 101.1 The Truth. That's right, Christian radio. Michael Coleman, Tony Curry doing a Christian show. That should be fun. We're gonna have a good time with that. We will lock the door when we get inside Crawford, so they can't kick us out. But we will be on Monday through Friday nights, 5 to 6 p.m. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Bite by bite, specific the heart of Alabama Food Bank. It was a tough 2025 for you. There's two things you can do when you are struggling. You can consider it a failure and just go, oh well, or you could be one of those people like you are and say, we don't have failures around here. We have a learning process. Processes. And I know that's right. I know that's what you want to talk about today. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it was tough. But anytime something gets hard and difficult, especially when resources get low. Now, we were very blessed that, as most food banks, as I've talked to other CEOs during the government shutdown, the public gets educated. You know, we started serving people like out at our Air Force base who were civilians. They're not, you know, they have government jobs, but they went 5 weeks without pay or whatever. And, you know, they needed some help. So we ended up, when it became that kind of like, hey, the average everyday American who's working needs some food help. We had very generously people stepped up, but what we had to do initially was front load a bunch of food stuff that had been planned out. And what that does is anytime, you know, you can sit there when things happen. This doesn't matter if it's in your business. It doesn't matter if it's in personal relation. It just doesn't matter. Everything that causes us pressure on us should be looked at as a potential benefit. And, you know, one of the things that's just core to the scriptures is talking about consider it joy when you're persecuted. The book of James talks about consider it all joy when you're, you know, persecuted. And you're like, what is that? Being persecuted stinks, or going through trials stinks. That's true. I mean, when you feel pain, when you feel pressure, when you feel stress at the moment, that doesn't feel good. But our response to it, what we looked at was, how do we shift in the middle of this government shutdown away from our normal operations and meet emergency demand that could be tens of thousands of people in a way to communicate that to the community. So it put some of our systems under stress. What we found out was that we adapted very, very well because our people are not hung up on they understand when we build our processes, they build flexibility in it. And it's not like, oh, well, this is the only way we know how to do it. Yep. They know, you know, we've trained everybody to think outside the box, to adapt and not get hung up on that. But, you know, I'll even go back to the start of the fiscal year, which was the beginning of July. Back in the spring, we were doing our budget and we thought we were going to lose. We had lost some government funding. We reduced our budget by $1.1 million from the previous year, thinking, you know, it's going to be such a challenge. And we've just been very blessed by people stepping up. But that anticipated pressure caused us to really get into our processes, to really say, is there any fat at all here? If it is, let's trim it out. And when you come out of that, we've come out of that emergency. Now, we don't even know if it's not going to be another government shutdown. You don't know what's going to happen. But what I do have is greater confidence knowing that we're ready for that. And anything that we weren't ready for, we learned and we grew from that. So now coming through that, it's like the Bible talks about how God refines us and he disciplines us. And it even says in the book of Hebrews, discipline is never fun. Being disciplined is never fun. As a parent, I didn't enjoy disciplining my child. My child did not enjoy receiving discipline. But the effects, it's very clear when you get an 18-year-old who's never been disciplined versus an 18-year-old who's been consistently disciplined, you see a better product as a child, a better person, a better citizen.
If you're disciplining something, you love it. I mean, you love it. I mean, it's just, and that's just, I mean, I always use children crave disciplining. I heard that a long time ago. I don't know if that's really true. I don't know if children really crave disciplining, but I think they do. I think they know that when you have a parent and they discipline, it's very difficult. I think they look at you differently. They realize that you're the king and that you're the one that you love them so much that you, and I always talk about, you know, my kids on baseball teams and stuff like that. And he gets yelled at by the coach. I said, if the coach doesn't yell at you, he don't care about you. He sees a lot in you. And so he knows that you're better than that. And that's why he's doing that. So tell people how they can help out the Heart of Alabama Food Bank real quick.
Yeah. Well, I always want to be fair to my fellow community food banks.
Sure.
If you're in another area listening, Birmingham, Central Alabama community, the Food Bank of Central Alabama, if you're wherever you're listening from, reach out to your local food bank, pantry, support them. If you just love us and want to support the food bank, HAFB.org, or you can just type Heart of Alabama Food Bank in Google. It'll take you to our site. If you're in the local area here in Montgomery, we'd love to have you come volunteer, come check it out. We'll give you a tour, but certainly donate, and just be a community advocate for us and the issues that we face every day fighting hunger and food insecurity. But I hope everybody listening has a great 2026, and they and their families are blessed mightily.
You too, my friend. Thank you very much.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.